Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Well, how may I help you today?
I had a COVID test, the first injection, 10 days ago. I had no reaction at all, no pain, nothing, until last night, 10 days. The area has started to swell. There's heat in it, and there is pink under the skin. I don't know how to tell you. It's like there's an infection, a little bit of an infection down in the muscle. What do I do?
I can't say with any certainty. I can only advise you to contact medical professionals, whether that be your doctor's office or whether that be a local...
I tried that. Doctors and dentists don't operate on Fridays. If you've not heard of anything like that and want to speculate that there's nothing the matter, that it'll go away, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I really wouldn't want to give you any information such as that because I'm not a healthcare professional. And if I were to tell you that, you know, oh, don't worry about it, it'll go away, and then it could possibly, and then if it develops into something worse, you know, then I would be in big trouble. So I would say
okay.
The best thing to do would be to reach out to a primary care facility. So, I mean,
okay.
I can't imagine them being closed on a Friday because, if you know, anything could happen on any day. So I would imagine the primary care facilities would be open, like urgent care. And if you just call the urgent care facility, they have trained medical professional on staff there, and they'd be happy to, you know, provide you with their best advice in regards to that situation. And that way you can speak with a professional who knows what they're talking about. So that you can get the best information that will help you. And hopefully they'll tell you that it's just, you know, a common reaction. Don't worry about it. But don't go on what I'm saying. I'm just saying hopefully you'll get good news. But it's definitely good to report that to a medical professional and then let them advise you on what you should do and what can be done.
You've been very kind. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you can visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or Center for Disease Control. And I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.